Good morning, everybody. I bring you greetings from Sierra Leone, West Africa, where the study was conducted. And I'm pleased to be here today to share our findings from a post-event coverage survey we conducted in Sierra Leone. I wish to acknowledge my colleagues here from Sierra Leone and in the HKI regional office in Kenya, Dr. Mary Hodges, Jessica, and the team in Sierra Leone. For those of you who know Sierra Leone very well, it's actually in West Africa, the west coast of Africa, a very small country with about a population of 6 million people to date. But since 2005, the mortality rate for Sierra Leone, you know, has been the highest, one of the highest in the whole world, especially for infants, for children under 5. And looking at the current trends right now, the mortality rate has significantly reduced from 265 in 2005 to 118 in 2010. And a lot of efforts have been put towards this reduction. Helentella International's program has supported the Ministry of Health and Sanitation to bring the benefits of vitamin A supplementation twice yearly to infants 6 to 59 months old through the maternal and child health weeks. And we can attribute to this reduction in mortality the contribution of vitamin A supplementation by 23%, because we know that evidence has shown that vitamin A supplementation alone contributes much more reduction in mortality rates to about 23%. So all our efforts in Sierra Leone have been gearing towards supporting the ministry to be able to reduce the mortality rate significantly. But mortality rates, as you can see, you know, are not only reducing by themselves, they need to be scaled up in a way. Because we support the ministry to bring twice yearly campaigns, not only for vitamin A, but for other interventions, including deworming for children, and also screening for umbilic, as well as follow-up for pregnant women. So the Ministry of Health normally conducts this MCH, we call them MCH weeks. But after the MCH weeks, we decide to always conduct a follow-up post-event coverage campaign, because, you know, the 2004 census population, you know, is actually an underestimation of the true population, because the mortality rate by then was higher, but the mortality rate significantly reduced, you know, to 118. So we really need to validate whether the coverage presented by the ministry was actually a true coverage. So we conducted this post-event coverage survey to be able to validate the coverage, examine the barriers for universal coverage. And what methodology did we use? Actually, the key thing about the methodology we used here was that we use EpiSurveyor technology, which is a phone technology, or mobile phone technology, which uses the internet. You know, you may be wondering or wanting to ask, how does internet work in a remote areas in Sierra Leone, especially where, you know, the country is just coming from war and a lot of things are really not in place. But I want to tell you here that the EpiSurveyor really worked, and we were able to get our data from the field by the surveyors that have been trained, who go to the field and collect the data via the mobile phones. So we used the proportionate size sampling methodology, and we were able to use 30 by 30 as our basis for selection. This is just gives us the EpiSurveyor website, how we were able to create the forms and use the phone. And every surveyor had a phone in the field. They take a phone to the field, and then they use the phones to enter the data. And then the data is being sent at national, at the central pool, where it, you know, it's been analyzed and information is being disseminated. So it's really something that worked for us. And interestingly, the surveyors had to travel by motorbike, because, you know, the roads are rough, the terrains, you know, you can imagine from a post-war country what what's terrain to look like. But at the end of the day, they don't have to travel by motorbike and come to the central part to present the data. They can be in the remotest of village and send the data to us at national level. And we are able to analyze the data. Just a bit of background about the results we got. The general characteristics of those we interviewed, about 80% of moms were respondents were caretakers of infant of children 6 to 59 months old, and then significantly more Muslims were interviewed than Christians, and also we had more children between the age of 12 to 59 months more interviewed than those 6 to 11 months, and there was no difference between males and females among those that were interviewed. And the coverage we had for PECs was 92%, which is very, very high. And since 2004, we have consistently achieved a coverage of well over 80%, which really demonstrates why we have really reduced our mortality rates from, 267 in 2005 to 118 in 2010. But however, we could not achieve universal coverage as reported by the Ministry of Health. The Ministry of Health gave us a coverage of 105%, which means, a lot more we reach children beyond the target population, which we knew, was not realistic. There was a problem with the denominator and all of these issues. So we went further to investigate why. And looking at the MOHS coverage and the PECS coverage, you see, it's not looking too bad, but there was a hard-to-reach area among this group, which is the urban western area. The urban western area was significantly different from all other districts, and this has really given us the pointer to be able to plan for further campaigns and see how we can target this hard-to-reach areas, especially in the urban west. And in the urban western area, there are lots of characteristics, that caretakers are defined by. Some of them will not be at home when the distributors come. Some may not be aware of the campaign, and you have a lot of barriers. You have the slum areas that caretakers will not be able to visit. So these are some of the challenges with the urban western slums in Freetown. So just a summary about the results. Even though the Ministry of Health gave us a result of 105%, we have seen that it's really not a realistic coverage. So the actual coverage was like a 14% extra increase in the target population, because the PECS coverage, actually gave us a target population of over 1.3 million, whereas the MOHS had a coverage of about a target population of about 1.2 million. So which means there has been a 14% increase in the actual target population. So this has really helped us to define our strategies and be able to reach the hard-to-reach population, to be able to plan for ordering of capsules and be able to sensitize the population further about the interventions. And these hard-to-reach people are characterized by a lot of things. They are either unaware of the campaign, or they are in the farms, or in the fields, or in the urban market vending, because that's the key characteristic, of the urban western area. You have a lot of kids taken away from home and being in the market, selling with their moms, so they don't receive the supplements. So these are, a real hard-to-reach target. We may have reached 105% as of the ministry, but we are still missing out a lot of kids, and these may be the most vulnerable kids we are missing out. So this just gives us a picture of the urban setting in the western area. And you do have a lot of other barriers, like the geographical coverage. You do have the slum areas. Not all health care distributors are willing to go to the slums because of security reasons, and because of their limited numbers. So some of the children within the target population are being missed because of these reasons. And you do have geographical coverage. Imagine a person has to cross. This is a typical crossing pattern for hard-to-reach areas, where you only have to use this type of thing to cross over. So not everybody will be able to will have the will, the confidence to take risks and cross over and deliver interventions. So, and this just gives a picture of the slum settings in the urban western area in Freetown. And Interestingly, even though we have really reduced mortality, it has a lot of implications for a developing country like Sierra Leone. Because since 2004, our mortality rates, our target population, you know, has increased by 20%. Our population increased by 20% from 2004 to 2012, which means there are a lot of implications for this rapidly developing population. What are the implications of this fall in mortality? Have we adequately prepared for the school age increase? Have we adequately prepared for the number of kids that need enrollment in schools? Have we adequately prepared for the food requirements of these kids, even though we are reducing mortality rates drastically? Have we able to provide for those youths that need employment? Because, you know, in a post-war situation like Sierra Leone, these are some of the issues that trigger violence, you know, and political instability. So reducing the on the 5 mortality rate is not only the, you know, we are solving one problem and then shifting the challenges to other ministries. So what are we going to be able to tackle this kind of situation? So as an institution, we are supporting the Ministry of Health to integrate a 6-month contact point into the routine on the 5 care schedule, which means mothers will come to the health center at 6 months, not only for vitamin A, but they will also have an opportunity to talk to the health care workers about family planning, because we think it's very crucial for an exploding population like this to be able to provide adequate family planning services and commodities for the mom, and to be also able to provide counseling for the mom, so that, you know, parents, mothers and families can, you know, plan the number of families, you know, the number of children they will have. Because this helps, this will help a lot to be able to combat some of the challenges of reducing mortality rates in the country. And to conclude, we have seen that the twice yearly event for the mass supplementation is really reaching well over 90, at least 90% of the population, which we can confidently say that it has contributed to at least about 23% to the reduction in child mortality rate we have seen. Because for reduction in mortality rate to happen, you need to achieve at least 80% coverage, and we have consistently achieved this coverage over the years. And we have also seen that the projections of the 2004 census population, you know, are a bit an underestimate of the true population. So, which means we need more planning to do in order to be able to implement our interventions effectively. And it is also wise to always validate the coverage presented by the ministry and PECS to be able to know where the true coverage lies. And I want to leave you with our last slide here. This is the President of Sierra Leone, His Excellency Ahmed Bai Koroma, administering vitamin A supplements during one of the campaigns. And this just shows the high political commitment in the country to child survival. And that just underscores why we have reduced our mortality rate significantly. I may have rushed through the presentation because of time, but I'll be pleased to answer your questions at the end. Thank you very much for listening.